In Rome today, hundreds of thousands gathered to celebrate the life of Pope Francis. Global leaders, royals, and military men and women joined the cardinals and bishops and other faithful of the church to pay homage to a man who was remembered as the Pope who touched hearts and minds.
Papa Francesco abbia toccato le menti e i cuori.
Francis's funeral was held under crystal blue skies in St. Peter's Square. NPR's Ruth Sherlock takes us there.
Pope Francis's simple wooden casket, as he'd requested, rested before the altar at the entrance to St. Peter's Basilica, the humble centre of a grand spectacle.
Dominus pacit me.
Around him was a colourful tapestry, the blood red of the cardinal's robes, the monks in brown that contrasted with the nuns in black and white. The prayers for Pope Francis were held in many languages, in Arabic, in Portuguese,
pelos povos de todas as nações,
in Mandarin.
愿在庆祝神圣奥节后,
a global send-off for the Pope.
He reached out to other religions, other faiths, whether it was Jewish, whether it was Muslim or Islam.
Bishop Thomas Masters from Florida is in the crowd of thousands in St. Peter's Square, dressed in his bright purple religious robe.
He built bridges, and he crossed those bridges with people, hand in hand. So we're grateful.
This is a jubilee year in Rome, and millions of Catholic pilgrims were expected to walk these cobbled streets. To this crowd, the Dean of the College of Cardinals, 91-year-old Gian Battista Re, read the homily.
Il plebiscito di manifestazione di affetto e di partecipazione che a tutti abbiamo visto.
He says, the response to Francis's passing from this earth into eternity tells us how the profound pontificate of Francis touched minds and hearts.
Abbia toccato le menti e i cuori.
These include those of young people.
I'm here with friends.
Gianluca Andreone is 13. I ask him what he liked about Francis.
He was really nice to the young and also to the old. To the last one, like the ones that don't have a house or the poorest ones.
Francis cared for the poor, for example, often slipping out of the Vatican to visit homeless shelters nearby. Grand colonnades help close the edges of St. Peter's Square, and above them are 140 statues of Catholic saints. The choir prayed to saints, the voices rising into the sky. Sor Sonia de Oliveira, a Brazilian nun, tells me she's sure Francis is ascending to heaven.
Di tristezza, però di celebrazione, perché è un momento speciale.
This is a day of sadness and of celebration because it's a special moment for Pope Francis, she says. Francis's pontificate, supported by many liberals, was seen as breaking with many traditions and pushing the church towards openness, including by promoting greater roles for women. For example, he appointed a nun to lead an important department or dicastery at the Vatican.
E anche una finestra che si apre. È una finestra che si apre perché fino adesso li vediamo chiaro che la Chiesa è maschile.
This would have been unthinkable before, de Oliveira says. It's a newly opened window for the role of women in the church. The service comes to an end, and preparations are made to take Pope Francis's casket across the city, past ruins of the Roman Forum and the Colosseum, to the resting place he chose at the Basilica of St. Mary Major.
It's going to be a slow procession of cars taking Francis to that church. And we're going to go and see who will be waiting to receive him outside.
Among the crowd waiting outside that basilica is Lucia Lattarulo from Bari in South Italy.
Era una persona del popolo e non ci ha fatto sentire la distanza da lui
a noi siamo tutti uguali. È stato grandissimo, Papa Francesco.
Crying, she says, he was a man of the people that never made us feel different from him. Pope Francis shunned luxury and pomp in his papacy for the more ordinary. In his casket, he still wears his classic scuffed black trainers. This human touch will be part of his legacy. Letta Rua says this will now be a church to which she will always return when she visits Rome. The cortege arrives.
And here he comes. We're watching from the balconies above. Helicopter overhead.
The casket is brought to the door of St. Mary Major Basilica. Waiting there, invited by the Catholic charity Caritas, are a group from disadvantaged backgrounds. People without homes, migrants, prisoners, victims of war. A fitting last farewell for this Pope who cared. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Rome.